Last time on the Empire Initiative. After having his bell rung, Dard and the Crusaders indulged in tea time. Zavari learned that Emperor Dane is responsible for the spell on her brother, and Tace updated the crew on the trial of Lord Saxton. A back and forth with local bugs revealed the location of a nearby orc stronghold, but before they could attack, the bell struck again, and it wasn't only Dart who was affected. Meanwhile, back at Castle Rend, a friendly invitation backfired, and the legendary vampire Lady Serial made herself at home. This is episode 13, Worth the Bean.
So that was what happened last time. You guys are far enough away that you're not alerting them, but consequently you're not close enough to really get a good read on like all the activity.
Daru should still be overhead.
Yes, Daru is overhead. I remember Daru like rolled really high on spell. So I guess you can get a good read of the situation. Great. Does Dara doesn't have like see invisibility, does he? That'd be crazy. Right? You could cast it on him, maybe.
Like, yeah, I can. Insane. I don't have see invisibility though. Yeah, but
if you had that scroll, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
Stop giving you ideas.
Well, it's very rare that I cast stuff.
We get new ideas.
Right. Yeah, you're right. It is an exchange.
Equivalent exchange.
Dara doesn't like have anything crazy at all. I mean, he does have blind sight, apparently. I don't know if that means anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's never once come up.
What kind of blind sight is it?
It just says blind sight to 10 feet.
Look, cool. He'd have to be close.
Yeah.
Which
he is.
It would be rough. But
they're flying creatures.
So yeah, I mean, it would be able to detect them within its radius, because it says it can like see without sight. So it's like a senses. It could be like a various things. It could be like a
sense.
It could be like a sonar thing. It could be like a yeah. It's just it's kind of vague about like it's like a very vague perception. So
okay.
So it's never really I don't know what Daru. Maybe he does. Maybe he does like little clicks. Like it is like a sonar thing.
That'd be cool.
You know,
maybe with his tail. His tail creates the clicks or something.
I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah.
The tail is the clicky.
So, yeah.
He has maracas on his tail. Or like castanets is what I was thinking originally.
Flux loves it.
I know. Flux would love it.
So Dart, you feel a shift in your diplomat's pouch. I apologize. I wrote like a fuck ton of letters. So I did not write this letter. but you get a letter in your diplomat's pouch. Do you check it? Because you guys are like currently scoping out an enemy. Like, I don't know if you're.
Yes. Everybody hold tight for a second while I check my mail.
I'm still looking.
So it is a letter from Razlax. And it says, King Dart, emergent situation at Castle Rend. It appears that our guard mistakenly invited a vampire into the premises. We'll provide more information as things progress. Currently, she is looking for you and is not being hostile. We are evacuating the children as I write this letter. The plan is to evacuate them to the tower where the troglodytes are, because she's not allowed. She's not invited into there, and they will be instructed to lock down.
We'll keep them safe. They've been training for this.
Quarters, and it just says Reslax. It looks like it was written very hastily. Like the pen was like all leaky and stuff because he was just like,
yeah. Can I hastily write back?
Yeah. And do you tell them? Or do you write back first?
I'm going to write back first.
Okay.
CC's
aren't going to write.
It's going to say, Razalax, priorities. One, children's safety. Two,
make her feel like the make the vampire feel welcome.
Appease.
Yeah, and then three, find out what she wants and report back to me.
Okay. You immediately get back a herd. And it doesn't say, it's not signed or anything, it just says herd on it, and that's it.
10-4.
bonus hand fact about Razlax, he worked in a kitchen.
Oh, damn.
For a couple of years, and herd always stuck with him. And, but yeah, so do you guys, do you then say something to them, or? They definitely see you, you know, quickly.
Like, I'm, like, we're monitoring you because, like,
yeah,
your condition.
Zori's eyes are glazed over, looking through Daru.
And since writing is quieter than talking, I'm going to write them a quick note that says,
I mean, you're far enough away that you could, like, whisper. Or you could develop a note.
Oh, no, I'm going to write them a note. It's going to say, not to alarm anyone, vampire in Castle Rend probably should deal with that. And then fasten them the notes.
And you're busy, and I read it, and I'm like, like,
and she's,
yeah. It's like, no,
what? Wake up, what's up, wake up.
And she, like, she's doing her, like, wake up signs on her hand.
Oh, yeah.
And she's like,
what?
What? Here, and hands her the note.
I know. So I guess we're going home.
But we're here.
There's a vampire that we know will kill people. Could kill everyone.
They're not being hostile currently.
She did kill church people. So I'm not... Just saying she does have the capacity.
Razlax has been instructed to make them feel welcome as long as they're not being hostile and to find out what they want. Presumably...
The swords.
They're not... If everything she wants isn't there... There's always a chance she might just wait for our return.
If she wants the swords, then they're definitely not there, because I have mine with me.
As do I.
Make you feel a shift in your diplomat's pouch.
Oh.
And it says, Gaindart, Lady Serial is requesting an audience with you, as well as the possession of two artifacts, Arcturus, the Sword of Stars, and, if it is in your possession, Scorpius, the Sword of Lies.
She doesn't know that I have it. Mess with fuck with her.
I have no idea when I'll return.
I feel like that could be a deadly answer.
Is there a meeting middle ground? That we can be like, meet us in this location in so many days and we'll...
I mean, I don't want her to jump in on what we're already struggling with.
And so I was like, let's deal with this, because we're here. And then I will say I am nervous that she may be apprehensive to meet us somewhere again, considering we've been fucking with her.
That's true, that's true.
And she has the upper hand where she is at right now.
Yeah, so she may, maybe she will, maybe she's nice.
You know, like we will meet you, but if you want to meet us sooner, you can meet us at this location, and it's our midway point coming home.
We don't know when we're going to be coming back is the issue. I feel like I kind of want to write back, like, artifact is with me. Wait for my return or find me in the woad.
Yeah, like,
I'm trying.
I mean,
most of it she can say is...
You could say, like, I do not possess the Sword of Lies.
Which is not, not a lie.
Because you do not possess the Sword of Lies.
She almost hate anything that'll make her, like... punish the people at the castle to make me come back faster.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I understand.
Mm-hmm. I'll write back, leave my people unharmed, and I'll return with the Sword of Stars as quickly as I am able.
Roll for three.
I rolled a nat one.
Do you have inspo?
I do. I feel like I should probably use it, given the precariousness of the situation. I will use my inspiration. Nat 20. Jesus Christ.
Plus
10.
Holy Jesus. Holy Sylvanas.
In dark, she asked
if she has your word.
I mean, yeah. Yeah, on my honor.
Just don't kill anyone.
Do we have your word
to not drain the whole place dry?
Yeah, like that's the deal. It's like my people are unharmed, and I'll come back with the sword.
I like that wording. It doesn't mean that we give it to her. No, you can just come back with it.
Yeah, but she will probably is all she needs
without like nat 20.
Gengard, did you say yes to the word? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Lady Serial is amenable to this request if you secure an artifact called Cygnus, the Bow of Binding.
I don't have them.
Oh no.
She knows that it is in Dalarath.
It's about to get so much worse.
No.
She said, if you agree to acquire Cygnus, the Bow of Binding, and return with Arcturus, the Sword of Stars, she will wait patiently at the castle and harm not a living soul.
I mean, we were going to go get that bow anyway.
Don't harm the ghosts either. They're not living souls. Or are they technically living souls?
I don't think we have to worry about that.
King Dart. Lady Serial said that she is not engaging in wordplay. And that indeed she will wait patiently, assuming that you will return someday.
As soon as I am able. With both artifacts.
Okay. One thing at a time. What's the first we think? This?
Yeah, probably this.
Then we'll process what we need to do after that.
Yeah.
One task. One task at a time.
So, what do you guys want to do? Do you want to launch an assault on the abandoned chapel?
Oh, what kind of...
It's...
What knots did I see?
Also, it is raining, but I changed the map because the raining map was not as visible, not as clear for play. But it is raining. And it's like a medium, like heavy rain, if that makes sense. It's not super heavy, but it's definitely rain. and you saw, so there are, guards at like the front door. One of them looks to be like a caster. So you can't really see them very well, but the little purple one is the mage. Okay, you'll be able to see it better when we like zoom in for actual fighting.
Did you give me your haste spell?
Yeah.
No, you didn't have one.
I would say if I had one, then I assume I would have probably given it to Reagan.
But yeah, there's two guards at the front. Considering it's raining, there's likely less activity than normal outside. On the roof, like right here, there is a lookout.
Just one?
Yes. I will add him. And then, so this part of the ceiling has not been like fixed at all, so Daru can actually see into it. There are more orcs. Like in the buildings itself, and they're sort of there's like a little like these. This imagine that they're under this little wooden thing, kind of like standing sort of out of the rain, you know. But they're definitely in there, and Daru can also see. Because there's some holes in the ceiling over here. Daru can see like a kitchen and there's a cook like cooking like something in a big pot. Yeah, but you get kind of the impression just by, you know, kind of swooping over. Because it's raining, Daru would be able to see
that there are things walking around outside that he can't see. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I feel like he would be able to see, like, the water kind of splashing sort of weird. And, like, so you could surmise that there are drakes that are, like, prowling the premises in their invisible state. So they're a little bit less invisible than usual. Yeah, and then those two guys that you, like, saw take a piss, like, went inside.
Adara was able to spot that some drakes are walking around outside in their invisible form. Oh, you and her?
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
I was trying to listen while I was sneezing.
Are the drakes going in, like, any sort of discernible pattern? Or are they just kind of, like, walking around?
So there appear to be... I will show you. Let me get out my little... Let's see, what color will suspicious areas be? Let's go with this. These two green circles, there are at least two drakes in these little areas that are, like, pretty much stationary, if that makes sense. Like, they might be, like, pacing back and forth in this small little area.
But they're not.
But they are, like...
They're on duty in that area.
Exactly.
They're working.
They're working.
Good working.
Is there anything, like, around the sides or the back similarly that Dara notices?
So those areas are where there are stationary ones. In addition to that, it seems that there is, like, some that are making a circuit, and they're not, like, they're, like, maybe, like, a couple together, but then, like, you know, 50 feet back, there's, like, another pair. And then, so there's kind of, like, they're doing, like, a circuit.
Yeah.
And then while Dara's flying over, Dara does see that, like, one of them kind of, like, gets distracted and, like, jumps into, a bush. Mm-hmm. And Dara takes a second to, like, watch them, I guess, you know, kind of swoops back. And it hops back out of the bush with, like, a rabbit in its mouth. And it's, like, hurriedly eating the rabbit and trying to, like, run to catch up with its, like, you know, track.
One that's distractible.
Drift is like, are they all like that? Do we know?
I can't tell if they're all like that, but that one is. We have reports on these guys, right?
We do.
If they're all distractible like that, that's...
Those lemon beans. Those are chip notes.
They are food motivated.
They have a strong prey drive.
So we could probably distract them all with food if it's tempting.
Thank you.
It does say that they're highly trainable and very food motivated. So maybe we could use that to our advantage. Dart caught a shit ton of fish the other day.
Just make a moving ball of fish, like, feel. Or just, like, run.
I gave all my poison to Ordos. Shadow Viper. Shadow Viper? Shadow Viper.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remind everyone, I got wand of...
I mean, he's right there, though. He's nearby. He could give you the
jacket back. Fly over and shoot beans.
You just shoot. What is that?
It's like the bag of beans.
No, that's Zavari.
Zavari doesn't know what it's got. Electro.
If they eat them, I don't think they're like...
Well, I know, but it's like...
Right then, that, yeah.
And just, like, shoot them down.
That would be very distracting.
Because I can see invisible and then fly above.
And, oh, you could use your pole to, like, poke a little hole and then drop a bean and then cover it up really quick.
And just, like...
And it's raining.
And moon glide.
Like, oh, shit.
Do you know what, actually?
And it's raining.
Finally time for me.
I'm on board with the beans. I'm on board with the beans.
So
fuck this shit up. Use beans.
I wasn't
ready. Yes!
Use the beans.
No one is ready for beans.
What do you think? This is a major city. It's just a little outpost.
Like, this is all for you. Like, I can be distracting.
What are you gonna do?
Take my wand of beans and plant the magical beans around, and it, like,
will create very distracting things.
I was just gonna poison them with poisoned fish.
But I would just take out only a couple of them. But if we could make it, like...
You don't know what these beans do.
That's the point.
It's like, if we do a bunch of it, then it'll, even if it's just in, like, one spot.
Yeah.
Draw them to an area to see, like, what the fuck is happening.
Yeah. As a little treat, we can take a chance.
Instead of unloading all, like, 8 beans, I could do, like, 2. 3 or 4. You do 2 through 4.
Can I tell you my thought here is, one, I know you've been very excited for a long time to use your beans. I just feel like I should point out that this could end up drawing us more attention than we really want. If, say, a magic pyramid suddenly explodes from the ground.
Then they're going to be busy with that pyramid.
It's a D100 cable. Okay,
it's huge.
Chances of that are...
It could... It's,
there are...
Yeah, 1 in 100. It could hit it. It could be the giant pyramid.
I'm ready to eat the consequences.
I'm not saying...
I came here for a big fight.
I just want to draw their attention somewhere other than, like, us, so that we can...
Get in there.
Like, can you please remind me, what is the goal of this fight besides fucking bitches up? Because that is what Rain is there for,
I came here to get in a big fight. The only reason I haven't so far is because a weird noise keeps knocking me out.
Darth and done up, fuck.
And if that happens again, or if it happens to you because it was the knife that was causing it to happen, then...
Then I'm getting done up
next. That could be an issue.
You've heard it twice now, and you don't know how often it will happen.
I am of the mind of, let's fuck their genital shit up. And if we can, like, go inside and, like, learn more, that's awesome.
Can the wand of beans, like, fire a bean off in another direction? Is that how the wand works? Arc a bean over the castle wall?
I would try.
Is it like a Roman candle? Like,
this is a singular bean. I would, given the, if we found the wand of beans, but I don't see anything about a wand of beans.
I don't think it's official.
And so I'm assuming it shoots one bean at a time, but I don't have stats of, like, how far it shoots beans.
It shoots a bean 30 feet.
You shoot a bean 30 feet.
You're like, you're not that special.
We used to have that at fair.
Bean spot. Oh my god, Bo with the slingshot.
Chucking
the beans.
Get ready.
Oh god.
Can't wait for the bean throwing this year. The bean toss.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to think of what I can use with the revoser and, like, bag of beans.
It's up to y'all. Dirk is excited by the beans, but you can't really, you know.
He's like, what are y'all doing?
I'm following your guys' lead.
I'll rock with him because he's rock.
Exactly.
I think it just happened, right? The noise just happened?
I think it happened a few hours ago at this point. Like the last time.
Has it been a couple hours since he's recovered? Oh yeah, it's probably.
Cause I think it took us like 3 hours to like get to this point, or it was like an hour or so maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But
I can check my notes.
He had a crazy vision last session. Oh my god.
Yeah, he did. I didn't mention the vision. But he hasn't told you guys about the vision.
No, Zavari doesn't know anything.
So Dot, how are you feeling?
Yeah.
Like, we have intel. We're here. What?
Do you feel tingly?
We're here for you. This is your thing, right? Like,
I mean, I don't know what is happening to me or what's causing it, but we've heard enough, like, testimony to know that, like, the frogs are here, and they're being treated poorly. Even the bugs said so.
That's when you know it's bad.
The bugs are like, man, I wouldn't want to be one of those frogs. That's rough.
That's tough.
For them to pity their natural predator.
What the fuck I'm saying?
So why don't I... let's just fuck them up, then.
Let's have a little fun with it.
Let me shoot off some beans.
I'm not gonna stop you from shooting off a bean. I'm just saying, we don't know what's gonna happen. It's always true in these games.
We don't know what's going to happen, beans or not.
I'm ready to deal with the consequences of the beans.
But I think we could distract them.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
I shoot some, like, get some beans planted over here, fly and hop over, put a couple beans over here, and then we attack from over here, you know, like...
I don't know how... Do you want to use all your bean charges?
It's like... If you like... said it was a bag of beans, but in wand form.
Yeah.
Really what...
So the bag of beans has 3d4 beans. Mm-hmm. Bean charges, basically, when you get it, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So I don't think we've ever rolled for how many bean charges you have. So you would roll 3d4.
And then is it that's it? I use up beans and the wand is done, or do I get like...
And does it recharge?
Oh my gosh, a rechargeable wand of beans.
We'll say that it recharges 1d4 beans per 1d4 beans at sunrise, but only if it's left in the sun.
Okay.
It needs to grow. Yeah, it needs to grow more beans inside.
I need to like cultivate it, like a plant it, yeah. Like water it.
You need to care of it, water it. Yeah, exactly. That's so cute. You have to soak it. Soak it in water overnight, put it in the sun in the morning, and it will add, you will add 1d4 beans to it.
Okay. Okay, so yeah, let's bean it up. I'm interested in maybe doing four beans.
Four
beans.
This is the bean episode.
That's the name.
Two, like, I don't know, where do we want to do our main assault? Like, where's the front door?
We don't even know if this is...
Here, I did scale the map down a little.
You said you wanted, like, a...
I mean, yeah, but you're giving yourself, like, a 4% pyramid chance.
So this...
That's okay.
Here is the two guards at the front door. There are some people in here that Daru saw. And then Daru did see that there's, like, a chef back here, but you don't exactly know where they are.
Mm-hmm.
Just because there's, like, gaps in the ceiling, and there's, like, rains being let in and stuff like that, so... Everybody's kind of like hiding in the shadows right now to get out of the rain, but also those two people that Dart heard went in. Or two gaps of Dart.
Where are we right now? So are you there, like where we are at?
No, I would say you guys are probably. Well, let me think. So you're probably actually coming from that direction.
So, like, from over here?
Yeah, and I just said that you guys were far enough away currently to, like, not be noticed, but close enough to at least see some shit. The only reason you guys have specifics is because of Daru. So you can kind of approach this from any angle.
I'm just going to say this. I'm not opposed to the beans, but we don't even know if this is, like, the main area of their hideout. This might just be the kitchen. So, like, we could save a couple beans for the next...
Okay.
Well, so...
I was thinking about doing three beans instead.
That being said... So you... Yes, that being said... So you are, like, aware that there is a, like, city. That like, you're, like... You're looking for... If you're looking for Blood Harvest or Vryn, if you're looking for...
He's in the big city.
The frogs. If you're looking for where that you, like... If you're looking for the frogs, like, so far, the only person who said they've seen a frog was Thomas, the satyr that you met, and...
Flying Beetle said something about...
Oh, yeah.
Frogs were treated badly, too.
Yes, okay, so, yeah. And the beetle, I think, also said that it was in the city. But, yeah, so the beetle and also Thomas had said that they saw frogs in the city. And so far, you haven't seen any outside of the city. So... This is like an outpost. This you were also told by, I think, Thomas and maybe some of the buds that there were like villages outside the city as well. So it's like large. And there is a tower. There's a tall, dark tower.
Okay. I want to use two beans, but I want to spread them out. But I need to make them close enough that even if the little things happen, they're useful, you know?
Yeah, for sure. But yeah, basically it's like they occupied like a large area of ruins of like an old city. So like this is just like the outskirts of that city right now where you guys are.
Yeah, that's a lot of orcs.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Like a lot of orcs. And there's just the three of us.
So I was like, let's try and use some of our beans. Do you want me to use one bean?
I just figure like one would be enough.
I'm just pointing out that there's probably a lot more fight in front of us.
Okay, so I'm gonna use. So I don't want to like burn using Moon Glide, Flight, and all of this to try to do this. So, how close can I get over here area? So, like, what is this, north or what?
So you guys would be coming from.
So it'd be
the scripting. Let me think. Okay, sorry. I'm just trying to picture like the general layer in my head. So the hunting camp was like southwest of the chapel. So you're coming kind of like, so if you're coming from that direction, you're coming east.
Okay. So we're headed east?
Yeah, kind of like
north. Okay. East.
If that makes sense. You'd be coming from that side, so.
Okay, so we want to, like, kind of, or at least I want to, I guess I can split off if you guys want to, come up and around the spooky tree, I guess. Can I be in behind that spooky tree? Is that too close?
You want to be, like, here?
I just don't know how.
Yeah, that's about right.
I feel like that's pretty.
So if you're behind this spooky tree, you're like over here, and the dudes are and there's this guy's on the top of the roof.
Mm-hmm.
So it's definitely within eyesight.
So then at least I want to be invisible.
But like, well, like, you know,
I can burn invisibility because you have something that could do multiple people to be invisible.
Yeah,
and my invisibility is just for one person. So, I would like to cast or use my invisibility.
Okay.
And then plant a beam there, and then banana cut around, keeping distance. And
what color do you
want? I was thinking like a pinto bean is what I was thinking of. A pinto.
Pinto beans are pale, right?
Brownish, tan, like a dark khaki.
I don't know what it is. I don't know
what it is. But with a little red in it. It's like refreshing. It's four. Okay. Very descriptive.
So where at?
Like, behind the tree. So I feel like I would have instructed you guys to like head that way. Maybe so that this could be a distraction. I head this way and there's a distraction this way and I can loop around.
Okay.
Does that sound like a good plan before I continue forward?
So like here where I drew the bean?
Yes, that's a good bean.
Okay, and then where's the other bean gonna be?
It's gonna be.
Where's the bean gonna be?
Like in the cemetery area over here, I would say.
Okay.
Like I would be crouched down behind a basket stone and headstone thing, so I wouldn't see the dirt being moved.
So like there, because there's like.
Yeah, let's go there. Yeah, I was like, I can't see it.
There's like map kind of outside. You just assume, just imagine, fill it in, that it keeps going into wilderness, wilderness.
Yes.
Sorry, everybody. Okay, so roll stealth. But you're invisible, so what is it?
Okay, good. 22?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So the drakes, you know, they have really good senses. However,
Wish that petrichor, man.
Damages their abilities, so they don't get advantage.
Uh-huh.
You haven't seen how mean this ring can be.
Oh my god.
Oh, it's a lot.
Nice. I know, it's the smile. Like, I feel like one thing is noticed mean.
So, you sneak up behind the tree, and you can hear, some, like, orcs in the distance sort of talking, and you bury a bean, right. Did you know you had 30 minutes?
Yes, 30 minutes.
But no, I think it's like it's a couple of minutes, right? Like
I thought it was instantaneously.
Is it instantaneously? planet.
1 minute
water.
Later.
1 minute later. Okay, so you have a minute. So you then quickly go over to the other side and plant another bean in the graveyard. And when you're, you know, over there crouching behind, you're sort of like, you know, ducking behind a gravestone.
Even though I'm invisible, I'm ducking.
You would be instinctively sort of like
muscle memory.
You'd probably be like, I ain't so fucking good.
The rain did her title. It's with the advantage.
The tombstone
comes to life.
The tombstone winks. It's Snow Viper.
Oh, I'm just kidding.
He's not watching you. He's watching Dirk. That would be cooler. But yeah, so you're kind of like sort of crashing by the tombstone, and you hear like this like wet padding of feet kind of coming past, but you don't like see anything. You kind of see like the water sort of splashing on your way, right? And there's like a couple of sets of like feet, you know, and you hear one of the sets stop, and it's sort of near the tombstone, and they're going, and they're starting to step closer. What do you do?
Has it been a minute yet since I planted the first bean?
I would say, well, what is your speed?
I am...
Quick, pull out your bean gun. Fire a third bean.
It's 40. I'm 40 right now, because I didn't say I moonlighted or 60.
Because from bean to bean, it's like 135.
But I also was trying to be stealthy, so I feel like maybe I was going slower. Maybe I was doing the 20, like half speed.
Okay, here's what we'll say. Roll a d20, 10 or lower. It hasn't been a minute yet. Or, yeah.
No, 13.
Okay, so it has been. So that one's going to go off. Roll a D100.
The only one who can stealth at full movement is me.
Bing, bing. Okay, I got a 60 and a 0. So is that 60?
Yes.
1d4 plus 8 pink, bright pink toads crawl forth. Whenever a toad is touched, it transforms into a large or smaller monster of the GM's choice. The monster remains for 1 minute, then disappears in a puff of bright pink smoke.
Okay, so roll 1d4 to determine the number of bright pink toads.
It's fitting that it's...
I got a 1.
Okay, so but nine. It's 8+8, yeah.
So 9 so bright nine pink
bright toads. Pink toads.
Start popping out from behind that tree.
Dart sees it. It's like, oh man, my cousins are in danger.
What are y'all doing here?
It would be like something I don't have.
Toads. I grew those. But like, I feel like they're prey nature, maybe. I am pretty far, but like, they'd probably be like.
Oh my god, there totally is toads.
Okay. Is that in your obsidian thing?
What?
Were toads in your obsidian plug?
Oh, I have. Well, I mean, yeah, I have like the stat block with the. No, this was actually like these are like the free tokens.
Oh.
For Roll 20. Shout out to Roll 20.
Woo-woo. Sponsor us.
I feel like 9 toads croaking at the same time.
9 toads are croaking.
That's so funny.
That make me leap out of the bushes, brothers.
So, yes, from out of the bean spot hops a bunch of toads, which are now represented on the map.
Oh,
I mean, yay.
And so they touch them, somebody touches them, they transform?
To be large or smaller creatures.
Oh, and anything is bigger than a toad.
Monster of the GM's choice. A monster remains. I just want to make sure that is, it is a monster, not a creature. 9 monsters. And I feel like if any of them over here or potentially over there saw them, they could like learn to.
Yeah. they can get themselves stuck.
But I do have like a minute to get the fuck away from the beam that I'm sitting right now. So
you better.
So you.
How much time?
Okay, so there is a invisible night drake approaching you, sniffing the air, trying to catch your scent through the rain. You hear in the distance, you hear like growling and like the crackle of like a lightning strike. And if you look like over to where the other bean was, you see you see these like large, bright pink, like massive, like giant toads, and they are like kind of flock, and like it's like all of a sudden they just like appear, like, you know, and you can hear like, you know, you can hear fighting and stuff, and they're like, you hear the growls of several like night drakes like engaging with like these big frogs, and as soon as like one runs up and tries to like hit it, it turns into a big frog, and then like you see like you like look over and you see like the drake is invisible, right? So you like, don't see anything, but then like all of a sudden like a big toad appears, like goes, and there's like this like light puff of pink smoke as it gets big, and then you see its tongue extend and like wrap around something, and there's, oh,
that's your family right there.
I thought they were gonna turn into onk eggs.
I was gonna say, like, is this one gonna be a fucking dragon, frog dragon?
Avalets.
Oh god, 9 avalets.
We're never going back there.
Never again. But yeah, so it grabs something and just like fucking swallows it whole.
When you say big, like how big are we talking? Like the Naruto frogs big?
Lars would be
the size of a 1979 Dodge Dart. Yeah.
So that is large.
Okay.
It takes up 4 squares, so like a 10-foot by 10-foot space, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
It's a big, I believe. Like, yeah.
Toad.
Yeah.
The frogs have returned. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to keep it toads, because of that. Yeah. Personally. But yeah, and like slowly but surely, like they're turning into, because the drake service attacking them, they're turning into these big frogs.
For comparison, that size.
Bigger.
That's a sick,
yes.
Sick Dodge Dart.
Exactly.
The front yard just turns into a parking lot real quick.
And the like the and the night drake is like not is a medium sized creature,
mm-hmm.
for, you know, for reference. So it's big enough to swallow one.
Thanks, beans. Oh gosh, range.
It's like freaking Pac-Man over there.
Does that distract the night drakes? Or like,
No,
this one. There's ones over here.
Oh.
So, yes, the two that did not stop to investigate you ran, like, you can see them, like, padding. You can see they're splashing, and they're, like, kind of like their claw prints. And you see they run towards the commotion. But the one that's looking for you is still looking for you. And he now is like stepping into like the gravestone area and kind of slinking around.
Rain would like to misty step. I feel like, can I invisible? Would my mist be invisible?
Yeah. I mean, you only become visible if you attack something, or is it cast a spell?
I thought it was if you do damage with a spell.
I want to, like, I'll look. Yeah, that's the...
Attacks or casts a spell.
Okay, so you would become visible.
Okay.
Question. Because in the past, we've had a ruling that Zavari could be invisible, but still, like, cast thaumaturgy to open doors. Because I remember that's how you fed people to the wraith.
Yeah, I must have ruled incorrectly. Because I definitely thought it was, like, attack.
Okay.
Or maybe I was like, it's just a cantrip, it's fine. Who knows?
I just want to ask for future reference. That way I know.
Yeah. Do any of you guys do anything?
I don't even think we can see you or that's any of this.
Okay, cool. So,
can we?
What we will do. All right, how far is 30 feet? Like, this here. And then I'd be visible. He would be able to see me, right?
Possibly.
I need to get away from the spot I'm in, but want them to stay in the sphere. I don't know if Rain has any food on her. So I would like to. I don't even know. I'm sorry. I know I'm taking a long time. I'm just trying to.
Take your time.
Yeah.
Give me a chance to put some sugar in this body. I'm getting tired. I don't know why.
I mean, you could, I guess.
Signal to Daru. Oh, you're invisible.
Ah! I'm sorry. Damn it. Fuck. Shh.
Ham fact it up.
It shouldn't. Based on my parental status. But one of Dart's favorite things that always makes him laugh is when children trip. It's adorable. Like, I don't like it when they get hurt, but...
But if it's just a little knockdown...
They're like a puddle of mud, that just really seals the deal for me.
Oof. Rain will always think will laugh and think it's funny when Zaris... Like, when they were cooking the dino nuggies and tater tots, they were like, ha ha, and then hopped into a cabinet and popped out a different cabinet. Rain will always think that that's funny.
That is fucking hilarious.
For Zavari, something that will never fail to make her laugh would be dogs, but very specifically, when dogs decide to chase their own tail. She just thinks it's so cute and hilarious. It will make her laugh every single time.
Especially when they get dizzy.
Yeah. That's the best. That's a cherry on top. Well, they stop and they're like...
discombobulated.
Yeah. She would try to bait her dogs into chasing their own tails growing up. But these are finely trained Umbermore dogs. They would do it if nobody else was around.
Daru does it.
Daru absolutely does it.
Oh, yeah.
Daru's tried to show Flux, but it's kind of hard because Flux is in the tail first.
Oh, this makes the same tail, so they have matching tails.
But Daru's like, okay, make like me. Me. Action pose.
Yeah. Well, now we need the art.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Ham fact it down.
Is this the same day as the last fight?
Yes. Yeah. Isn't it?
The Night Drakes?
No, it isn't. No, you guys rested.
I said we have rested a few times.
Fuck, then I would miss a ball. Oh, this is really hard. Okay. I know, I just gotta decide.
It's just about what you think you can handle.
I mean, I can handle all of these guard drakes, but it's like...
Well, as far as you know, it's one.
Okay. I'm gonna have to Misty Step. Okay. I have to Misty Step. Away from these bitches. Okay. What is this? Right here. Is this like a...
It's part of the building.
Okay. Is there like a wall and like there's like...
Let me see here. Sorry.
Is this a tree?
Mm-hmm. I'm actually gonna go ahead and say that actually looks to be like an awning that's like partially collapsed.
Okay.
That like shoots off from the roof of the church.
Mm-hmm.
And that is like a short kind of bushy tree, but it is a tree.
I would like to Misty Step. I feel like it's like I'm on this bean. I feel like I'm not doing a good job of doing where I'm actually at. I want to be in the tree or like...
So the distance from the bean to the tree is exactly 30.
So I used the, she hears the commotion happening that way, but then she still hears the mud prints. It just kind of reminds me of like Jurassic Park and the raptor scenes. Like, you know, she's one of my favorite scenes of all cinema. Yeah, and so before the last step of it getting around the headstone,
here go.
She is in like mists, and so it ends up looking just like fog in the rain in the cemetery, you know, just like blends into it, maybe, because I don't think it would be perfectly invisible because she'd be coming out of it. So it's like,
I mean, yeah, I feel like it would definitely be like a visible fog, but it's fog. It's but, not like you. So.
So she's blending into the fog that's already existing from the rain and the headstones, and just sweeps around and gets into this tree just next to this broken awning. Now visible, but in the tree.
Okay, so you disperse into a mist and start, you know, blowing into the direction of the tree, and when that happens, the drake growls like fiercely and lunges right into like the core of the mist, but you're already like not corporeal by the time that it lunges forward. It's like growling viciously, and for like a moment you see like the outline of it because it like, you know, runs into the mist, and you can kind of see you as a mist roll over this creature and coalesce into the nearby tree. Roll to hide.
Bat 20 plus 6.
Fucking. How do you blend into the tree?
Rain.
Do the pseudo Ruda.
Yeah. Rain taps into her, like, running for her life with her in flux in the forest and having to blend into the trees. So she knows she needs to really be at a firm, like, intersection of major limbs so that it doesn't shake the leaves too much. And just kind of her in flux, when they land, they're moving with the tree's natural movement with the wind and the rain really blend in, is making it as believable as possible that the limbs are moving with the wind and not because somebody's landed.
It's like fighting for it. So just like, she just land perfectly, like ready to, and just settle right into place.
Perfectly.
You would hear a landing in a tree.
Oh my god, yes.
And you get no splinters in your knuckles.
Yeah, and you and Flux are in perfect sync.
As we do, baby. I love you, Fluxy boy.
Familiars are great.
Not really my familiar, but yes.
Familiar adjacent.
So from here, what do you want to do? Because, like, are you guys waiting for her to return? You waiting for some sort of sign to jump in? What is the...
I assume we were just waiting for Ranger to return, so we didn't agree on a signal.
I figured that the beans would be the signal, and so, like, I was like, when shit goes down, that's when... Or, like, when you see them running out and, like, investigating, that's when shit could happen.
But they're invisible.
Huh?
They're invisible?
Well, not even the people inside.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the little invisible doggies.
No, the people inside.
Okay.
The invisible doggies are alerting the people inside that shit's happening outside.
Okay.
But we are creating a distraction. You guys are probably, I would say, either coming through this way. This, like,
yeah, I was thinking on the other side.
Like, you either infiltrating inside the broken wall. And as they're trying to, and I'm trying to loop back around to that broken wall area.
Okay.
I guess would be what I am trying to do, but
you know, stuff.
We will see how this shit falls because I am use my invisibility version.
I sent a letter to Nellie Mae.
So, Zavari.
Zavari.
You feel a shift in your diplomat's pouch.
Ooh.
Let me send you a letter. Mm-hmm. So you're waiting for shit to pop off, but you do feel a shift.
Oh, what the hell? What? You have time to read it right now?
I'm looking at it.
I saw the opening line. You like glance at it real quick. You're like, oh,
that's good. Actually,
I'm just eating cheese in a tree.
In a tree.
Not there bearing cheese and trees. Mm-hmm. What we do.
Yeah, this is how we do it. It's Labor Day, but a day and day.
Hell yeah. But yeah, I mean, so yeah, Rachel had said that now that, you know, the frogs are popping off and whatnot, the other bean, go ahead and roll for it. And now this would be, I guess, your guys' cue to engage. And if you let me know, I want you guys to think, well, she's rolling for this bean, where you're coming from and what you're doing.
65, so it's more toads.
Rolling.
No, I lied.
Wait, it's a boulette.
Last one was 60.
Yeah, a boulette burrows up and attacks. Mm-hmm. So the thing jumps down and on top of where the bean was, and then jumps out.
Yes, it like erupts from beneath it, mm-hmm. just like on top of it.
That's what I was hoping for.
Time to look up that stat block.
That or a fountain of apple juice to shoot up.
Makes everything really sticky.
Mm-hmm. What are you down doing?
I mean, it's pretty strong. Actually, and it's large.
I remember fighting this thing in Baldur's Gate 3.
Oh damn, this one pops up out of the ground.
Yeah.
I've seen them in Final Fantasy. Like, enough.
I only ever saw it in Baldur's Gate 3.
Armor class 7.
Dang. So, they're really, I don't know. They're really strong.
It has a deadly leap.
Don't have a boulette, but I'll use a best.
Can we please make a creme boulette?
Oh my god.
Strawberry shortcake campaign?
Who would I be if I said
a chef, like, that can summon a creme brulette?
Would that be a sorcerer?
You can have like a summoning, and like definitely in Pathfinder there is a summoner.
For summoners, I know the shepherd class for druid is good. Mm-hmm. Necromancer is a good summoning class.
Oh, I feel like it would be a druid class.
For like a boulette situation, you could also do beastmaster ranger.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, that's right.
You have a beast as your animal companion or monstrosity.
So I can catch me with my owlbear.
Yeah, you have an owlbear, a laser beast, a boulette. Get those like rot beast thing that you fought.
You can have that as a pet.
You can have that as a beastmaster companion.
Send that person to jail. Jesus Christ. I'm disgusted.
I want to read this real quick. Underground hunters. Bullets use their powerful claws to tunnel through the earth when they hunt. Heedless of obstruction, they uproot trees, cause landslides and loose slopes, and leave sinkholes behind them. When vibrations in the soil and rock alert a boulette to movement, it shoots to the surface, its jaws spread wide as it attacks.
Oh, yeah.
It's there, by the way, right where the bean was. Mm-hmm. So it grows, yeah, out of the ground. The night drake on top of it, it flips itself over, crushing the drake. And then, like, rolls back in and starts tearing into it. And it becomes visible once it's crushed and starts tearing into it. And it was like a black night drake. And it's getting tore the fuck up. And there are more drakes coming out. And now there are orcs firing arrows at it. And there are also... So the orcs that are here in front of the door... They moved out, but only about 10 feet or so, and start firing at the frogs. The caster is firing these, like, sort of like eldritch bolts. The other guy is like, she's like a fighter, and she is shooting a crossbow at them. And you know, within a few seconds, like, frogs start dying, more frogs are getting bigger from fighting the night drake, more drakes are getting swallowed. It's just a whole...
the fucking mess.
Such situation. Over there.
It's a pandemonium.
Bigger. And so...
Kill them with whatever cologne you're wearing.
We'll say that one died. We'll say that one died. We'll say this one's getting bigger. And they're just like poofing, like, in, there's like a, there's big puffs of like pink frog, fog.
Frog clouds.
Frog clouds as they're getting bigger. And then also when they like, one dies, it just kind of like, and like, it is absolute chaos. The orcs are fully alerted to just crazy shit happening. And like the orcs have not left the chapel, but they are directly, you know, firing at the creatures. This guy up here, he kind of comes down this way, and this sort of like slants, so this is really not far from where Rain is. I'm gonna have him roll. Okay, he doesn't notice Rain. He's looking over at the boulette, and he calls behind him, another orc, sort of caster looking person runs out, and they start like firing at the boulette, who then like tunnels under, and it's just like, you just see, you know, gravestones getting, you know, getting milled into the ground, and like a whole casket, you know, just getting dug up and fucking partially torn into by this big boulette that's just, it just starts angrily tunneling like towards the chapel after it has killed the drake. And they're like, you can see, if you continue to watch, there are invisible drakes that are trying to jump onto like the dirt mound from the duet.
Like,
yeah, and they're like, they're doing the bouncy like thing, you know what I'm talking about? And so you see these big paw prints being stamped, and like these big like claw marks being raked across the dirt because they're trying to like frantically dig up and chase this thing. It is very distracting. So at this point, go ahead.
No, it's okay. I still want to hide because especially seeing that, like, I am right there. Like, I need to, like, be very, like, still and stuff. So never mind. I was going to shoot another bean off in a different direction, but I feel like I cannot.
We do have to, like, bury the bean, too.
All right. Okay.
So just shooting it off doesn't necessarily... I mean, it could get, like, stomped on and buried, though, I guess. That could happen for
at
sure.
At their feet. Yeah. As they're stomping on it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Or, like, if you shot it at the boulette probably just immediately bury it.
Next time the boulette pops up, I'm going to try to shoot a bean too.
Okay. So at this point...
I don't know what else I'm going to do. Like, I'm in the middle of it.
Do you guys want to engage? Or, like... Are we activating initiative? Because currently, right now, essentially, it's like there's an initiative. I didn't roll anything, but essentially there's an initiative. But it's like...
Just without
you guys, because you guys aren't in the fight. Are you joining the fight?
I'm going to look over at the boulette situation. Take off my little cap, hold it over my chest, and say, Uncle Graham would have loved this.
Reflection.
I don't feel like that meme where the little toy monkey is like looking back and forth. Like, I don't.
Looks around. Rana's just in their solo, creating chaos. Yeah.
I'll follow your lead, Dar. I'll cast Vigilant Blessing on myself just in case. That'll give me advantage on my initiative roll.
Plug in. Oh yeah, that's right. It's like, what?
I'm scared, guys. I am like looking at where I am compared to everything else.
We got this.
I just realized my shadow doesn't dance anymore.
No.
Because it only dances when no one's watching, and Shadow Viper's always watching.
Oh, damn.
R.I.P. Shadow.
When he blinked. Does he blink?
Like, that's how I know she's not doing his job, is when I can see my shadow at any time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's true. That's kind of a cool indication.
That's a performance review, how many times you see your fucking shadow.
Mm-hmm. So, for clarity's sake, the orcs that are not circles are minions.
This one?
Yes. Okay. Any of the ones that, like, are not represented by a circle token is a minion.
I think the beams were successful. So far.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, and then there's, like, another one running out in the rain over here, going through by the bullet. So, are you guys looking to, like, you guys are joining the initiative, or?
I'm following your lead, Dart.
They haven't noticed you yet?
No. Mm-mm. But you see that shit's popping off. You can continue to let it pop off. Or you can, you know, interact in a way that's not joining combat.
That's kind of what I was thinking about next.
Or if you lit up that blood mist thing.
Is that a tower there, the, like, back corner?
This one
just... That one, yeah.
Sort of.
A broken down remnant of a tower.
Yeah, basically, like, the top, like, the roof part is, like, accurately represented. It has not been, they've not, you know, added anything to it currently.
I want to climb it. Climb it. Mm.
Is it hungry? Oh, it's hungry. Ooh. What do they eat?
What don't they eat?
Orcs? And these things.
Okay, so since you're makes close sense. Enough, you're that close, go ahead and roll stealth.
Dirty 20s.
Okay. Yeah, so you up the side, perch up onto, like, maybe, like, the little ledge of the wall where it's, like, more sturdy because the wood's kind of rotted.
Just viewing the situation.
Yeah, actually, just because they're on the board doesn't mean they'll be friendly. I'm not trying to get involved with them. Like,
if you glance down, sort of like behind you inside the tower, you can see that there is a staircase that leads down and a solid floor. The room, like, there's, like, water that's kind of, like, running down the stairs. And in that room, there's, like, a part that's, like, partially covered by some, like, old boards from the collapsed ceiling, and that part has, like, crates and, like, barrels, like, sort of stored underneath, like, if that makes sense. Like, it's, like, barely drier because of all the water coming in, and, like, you know, they're, like, they're, but there's nobody, like, in that, like, room currently.
Okay.
There's also a, like, a guard cutout that is, like, level with the floor, so some of the water is, like, draining out of that, like, that, like, window, you know what I mean? Out of the top. It was probably, like, a, you know, it was probably, like, some, like, big stained glass window at some point, but it's been kicked in, and now it's kind of used as a lookout. But there's no way out here right now. It's a bar. What are you doing?
I'm thinking about that.
Okay, I don't know if I'm ready for that, but yes, I will give you that signal.
Yes, give Daru the signal, because Daru can kind of cast it through Daru.
Because I'm no longer invisible.
Yeah, but if it comes down to that, you know, I can polymorph.
There's definitely, like, more orcs inside. That's just what you see. You know, and you can hear, Dart, you can hear commotion from inside. They're like, yeah, what the fuck is going on out there? Oh, it's just some fucking beast. They'll deal with it. Don't worry about it. You know, in orcish barking back and forth to each other. He's like, isn't it kind of weird that there's that, like, frog omen or whatever, and now there's fucking big pink toads? Don't think about it, dude. It's not fucking like that. It's just a coincidence. This fucking boat has all kinds of weird shit in it. It's been like that since we got here. Oh, sorry, I'm not used to it. I've only been here for like 6 months. Dude, chill the fuck out. And they're, you know, you hear people fucking, they're not like they're not panicking to a point where like they're taking this super seriously, if that makes sense. The people inside, they're not working, so they're still being casual. But they are aware of the commotion. So that's what you noticed, all right.
Can I retroactively say that for the last 6 months of gameplay time, I have been replacing all of the arrowheads on my arrows with really sharp frog carvings?
Sure. Why not? You've had a lot of downtime. You gotta do something while you're long resting.
It's really funny. Like, you know, Batman's got the little batarangs that are like little just sharp bat symbols.
Yeah.
I want that to be my arrowheads, but they're all frogs.
I'm into it.
What you need to figure out is like where you want
frog sitting crisscross applesauce and the head is the head of the arrow.
I think Zavari doesn't want to be on the fucking ground.
Mm-hmm.
She'd probably use levitate to like get up on the building.
Okay. Do you want to be like
stealthily
near Dart or whereabouts do you want to be, and then I can lift you up with some blocks?
There's some more over there.
Are you okay?
Don't hurt my head. Oh, I'm standing up.
Well,
so my standing is over here.
Where is like a stable place for her to like perch upon? Perfectly unnoticed. I think I want to.
The most patched up parts of the roof are like here over the kitchen, and then here over this room, and then over here.
I think she'll stick to the side.
This has a complete ceiling.
It's just.
I don't want them to be completely able to view me, so I'll be like off to the side part that's patched up.
Like over here, kind of?
Yeah. And on the ground.
We're doing so good. Stop.
Get out. You could like see Dart there. And you'd be like.
On the ground, I would like to. Create a duplicate of myself that is using Mask of Many Faces to look like a red cap orc.
Oh man, getting creative.
So I had something up here. I had to think about it real hard.
When Rachel asked what would Zavari do, my first guess was put on battle perfume because she can't go into battle smelling unprepared.
She does have perfume of bewitching.
You know, classiest warrior I know.
Not the best.
Just the classiest.
Not the best, but the classiest. Can I tell you something that I did at work the other day? It was so dumb. I was trying to be like, yeah, Ryan's my favorite place to go is Aspen Tap House. Yeah, when we don't know what we want to do, like, we're like, you know what? I don't know what we want. Let's just go to Tap and Ass House.
And like, check out the newest puts and greatest for
Tap and Ass. Where's your duplicate?
Because those are orcs, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yes, that is where I want to be.
Okay. Roll for it.
It will not receive our things, right?
Correct.
Dirty 20.
Eleven. Oh, shit. So I get a +4 to dex.
So do I.
Okay, so I got a roll. We're not rollies, but just like rolling around there. Okay. What'd you get?
Is that counting the initiative modifier still?
Sure.
23.
Same. I got a 19+4.
Damn, I got a 15+8.
Again.
15.
You got a 27.
Okay. Tip dunce shit.
Zavari, you got a 20.
Dice. Going into battle.
Oh, yeah. The kill dice.
Better.
This is fine. Duplicate. Looks like a red cap orc.
Okay.
I'm a little bit in the initiative, right?
Yeah,
because
I'm after Dara.
Yeah. Well, so I'm going to leave them because I don't have
them before. Okay. Let's see here. Zavari actually starts us off, and then it's a few orcs, and then Dart, Rain, or one after another. The few more orcs, and then Drift.
Cool.
And then,
Drift is here.
Yeah. I have to dig out. I have a huge list of tokens right now.
Just to get an idea, where is the boulette again, or is it underground? That's the point.
Here.
Okay.
I'll drag him in a little bit further just so you can see him. I'm trying to bring Drift in. Okay, where the hell is Drift going?
Maybe Drift was like on side with us?
I feel like he crawled up here with you guys because he's like, well, I should hear someone to support them, so
yeah,
that works for me. And then the bullet is over here.
I think it's like I want to see it animated of Rain nervously misty stepping away after causing a bunch of chaos. the thing jumps and lands and then crashes.
Yeah, and there's orcs,
orcs
like coming out and trying to fight the bullet.
These are behind walls.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mean, I'm a little blast. I just want to get my bearings about it. And those guys, are up.
Yeah, and what that is this is like an awning and it's like broken. So they're on like
how high up is it?
It's like 10 feet up, but they're on a slant, so they're probably like halfway between that and where it like touches the ground near Rain. So like they're probably like 7 feet off the ground.
That's not gonna hurt them.
I don't know. I know a guy who fell 5 feet and became a paralympian. So
yeah, you could be starting someone's athletic career.
Exactly. He was tying his shoe.
And then this is the wet over here. So
let them eat them.
Yeah, the bullet's like fucking shit up.
I want the bullet to eat though. Okay.
I forgot to add the bullet. Shit, let me do that.
Wait, is that not the bullet?
I meant on in the initiative on here.
Oh.
Sorry.
I'm gonna.
I have it in already.
I'm gonna move over like 20 feet. I don't think that's good enough.
The bullet, by the way, is not friendly.
Yeah. Oh, no, I know.
No.
I'm trying to give it some food. I'm gonna attack these two with Eldritch Blast and try to like push them off.
With your
blast.
From your duplicate?
Yeah.
Okay, from that direction.
Yeah.
Okay. Like you've moved your duplicate to where you want it to be. I'm sorry. Okay. No. I was adding the boulette to the initiative, so I like was making sure I didn't miss anything. Okay, so go ahead and sling those spells.
17 plus 11 on the first one.
So which one are you hitting with that one?
That one.
Okay, yeah, you definitely hit him.
Ray just feels it behind her and the leaves are shifting.
And then an 18 on the other one.
Okay, that hits him.
Perfect. Fuck it. 10 damage on the one with a circle. 14 damage on the minion.
Okay. So 10 damage on the guy, that guy. Mm-hmm. And then you said how much damage on the minion?
14.
Oh, okay. So that kills the minion.
Yeah.
Yeah. Remove. And then you're throwing this guy back, right?
Oh, I was down. I was tempting to like knock him off.
Like
towards this way.
Yeah, okay, that's what I thought. Yeah, that's what would happen if you knocked him down 8.
Yes.
Into that guy. They collide. And they'll both get knocked prone.
In front of the bullet.
Yeah, in front of the bullet.
Mm-hmm. Have some good lunch.
Heck yeah.
good boy.
Those were.
That's just Zavari for you.
Yeah.
There's like a player view option for the initiative tracker I have here, but I don't know how to put it over there, so I'll have to figure that out and workshop that another time. So that was Zavari's turn.
Yes. And I am. Actually, do I want to cast Hex on somebody really quick? That'd be kind of cool. Actually, no, I don't. I'm done.
Okay.
Oh, and then my actual self, I just want to like remain stealthily hidden. General thing.
Okay. So now go ahead and roll stealth. And what was your last spell roll? A nat 20, right?
Yeah.
What was your spell?
Nat 20.
Oh, you're a dirty 20.
And you're a nat 20? Would be stealthy as fuck.
One of the orc minions that's inside of the building, it's his turn. So he's going to jump out. 5, 2, 3, 7. And he is over here. He's over there, coming out of this building here. And he's shooting like little eldritch bolts at these frogs. The frogs are also getting like attacked by like night drakes. And some of them are, you know, dying. They're kind of moving up and just
moving on up.
Kind of, yeah, they're just aggressive.
Aggressive to the frogs.
I don't know. I can't do a fucking croak, but imagine it. It's horrible. It's loud.
Yeah, but I loved it.
I was thinking about croaking like a frog.
Do it.
I can't.
There's some frogs that go.
So
I feel like it's whatever
throwing. Oh, Jesus.
Oh yeah. Yeah, these giant pink toes go.
As an artist, so overstimulated. Big one.
Oh yeah.
This is awful.
Oh my god.
Just the whole parking lot of the car alarms going off at one time.
It is now the Boulette's turn.
Oh, the Boulette has some tasty prawn food in front of it.
So,
the
Boulette is going to, it kind of digs a little bit deeper and kind of shifts and tunnels like backwards, like, you know, a few, you know, feet. And then you kind of see like the bulge in the ground, like kind of getting larger, and it you see its like claws kind of reach out, and it just like lunges itself out, and it long jumps straight at all of these orcs, and it fucking throws its body at them. Oop, I accidentally closed the bullet tab.
Recently closed tabs. Where did you go? There you are.
So it's deadly leap. It jumps at least 15 feet as part of its movement. And it is going to try to smash all these things that are 16 on DC, 16 strength or dexterity saving throw, be knocked prone and take bludgeoning damage and slashing damage.
Fuck.
So it just launches itself, and it's like kind of, it's like rolling and using its like tough outer shell to sort of like tear and claw and, you know, that whatnot, like a Pokemon. So they are going to make some saves.
Does the one that I knocked prone fail his?
Sure.
Get eaten.
Well,
hopefully.
Every single one of them fail.
Oh.
So.
Worth the bean.
All of.
That might be the episode name.
Oh my gosh. So, well, because of that, like, all of the minions actually died, right?
Hell yeah, brother.
And the only one that survives is, like, the actual guy. And he does get knocked, like, backwards 5 feet. So I feel like he's, like, under this now, like, real close to rain.
And she just sees down and just, like,
sirens go.
Yeah, and so the bullet, and he just like just tears them up, and it's like grabbing and biting and clawing and eating and, you know, just feasting on these orcs. So that was the Boulette's turn.
I'm like over here.
Show off. Boulette showing off.
And then a name of Beanie the Boulette.
So he disappears 40 seconds from now?
I mean, the time we have is short, but it was impactful.
Rain working on her bard shit.
The elder orc casterman and throwing bolts at the frog or the toads. And then it is Dart's turn.
He was a fictional gnome waiter. Okay. From my height, can I see any of the orcs? Or am I too far back?
You would be able to see these guys here and this guy here for sure. That's getting fucked up by the bullet. And you saw all those guys die. And then, like, you hear that more are going to be coming out. Like, if that makes sense, you hear, like, it's more serious than we thought. All hands on deck. Where's Zogar? Where's Luke? She's not here. Fucking bitch.
I am going to...
Send out the Bloodseekers!
Bloodseekers?
I'm going to cast Thaumaturgy and make my voice booming. Three times the booming voice. And then... Oh, wait, no, I can't because I didn't do the thingamajig yet. I forgot I don't have my title. I was going to do the loud croaking, which I guess I still could, but I wouldn't get a bonus for it. Fudge. In that case, scratch my Thaumaturgy plan. I don't know what to do. Can I cast... I can see if this is concentration. I apologize.
He's climbing up.
No, he's like underneath.
Okay, I just want
to... He hasn't like come out yet, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He was like...
Kind of looked like rampish, and so it's like...
Ooh. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, he's like underneath that little like... He was like just standing under the, you know, staying out of the rain. But now he's like, oh, fuck.
Now you can't avoid the rain.
Oh my god.
Cause it's pissing in the rain. Oh shit. Against my window. You can't
close. I'm gonna spend my turn preparing a reaction. Can I do that?
Sure.
Yeah.
You're gonna hold your action until a specific thing happens.
I don't wanna hold my action until something notices rain in the tree. That way I can react to it immediately.
Okay.
That is what I would do.
It's the rain, it's your turn.
Well, rain would... So this leads up. It's basically a ramp, right?
Essentially, yeah.
Rain is going to moonglide as a bonus action, first and foremost. She then is going to stroll up this broken awning ramp situation. On her way up, she's going to try to shoot another bean into the hole in which the brulette buried or like jumped out of. That was her action.
Okay, so run me through it again. Sorry.
You're a mad woman.
Moonglowing.
Yes.
I'm up this way, and on my way up, I'm going to shoot a bean into the hole in which the brulette jumped out.
Okay, so...
Is that considered burying it? Like, if it fall down
the hole? I will say yes.
If I can make it in there?
If you can make it in. Yep, exactly. So you'll have to roll to shoot the bean, which I guess would be a spell attack, but I wouldn't say you're proficient.
So in shooting beans, I figure that's valid.
Yeah.
So
I'm gonna like a point shoot.
Should it just be my bard instead of like monk?
Sure.
So plus six. It's my bard. Or should I not?
Yeah.
Okay. Eight.
Like total?
Mm-hmm. I have inspo. Do I want to use it for a bean?
If you don't use it, you will miss.
Let's do it. It's a bean heavy episode. 17 rhymes with bean. Plus my six. So I don't miss.
So it's Master B?
Oh my god.
Master R. RV.
Oh gosh.
RV going in hot about them beans. Beans, beans, special beans. Oh my god, okay.
Rain's future, I can see it now. I gotta stop.
The master of beans.
The whole bean. There's a bean wrap and into the woods, and I know the whole thing. We need to keep going. Okay.
This should be Patreon content.
So yes, you shoot the bean into the hole. You have now planted a bean. In 1 minute, it will sprout. That's 10 rounds.
Okay. I thought I'm doing it that way. I did my bonus action, but I kind of like, just investigate, like, in here. Or maybe I want to come up here. Up on the roof.
Up on the roof.
And, like, peer into the window. And that's, like, and I look up and see them.
Okay, so.
Or maybe I should come over here. I want to come over here. Because I have, like, 60 feet of movement, so I have plenty of movement.
That is.
Sorry. So, peering into the roof. So, on the map here, it kind of appears to be like open, I guess, but it's like boarded up.
Mm-hmm.
You notice that like the windows to this room specifically are like blocked.
Mm-hmm.
Make an arcana check.
30-20.
You feel like the room that you are like on has some sort of spell on it, some sort of like maybe barrier type, protective type spell, like on the room, you know, below you. Does that make sense?
So she like,
you get a sense through it. Like through fluxes.
Mm-hmm, the vibration that I feel through flux.
The hum.
Yeah. It's like how like neurodivergent humans can hear electricity. She can hear the like the magic.
Spell magic to next level.
Mm-hmm.
I said I don't go this spell magic to next level. It's the only thing I get next level.
Mm-hmm.
So that being said, Dart, rain is now visible. You shot a beam, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you were visible, that's right, because of the misty step. So yeah, rain is now visible and out in the open. The orc that's fighting the bullet does see rain, but is fighting the bullet.
He's got bigger fucking issues.
But you have, your trigger basically was that if something saw rain, so what do you want to do? Or do you want to do anything?
I'm going to shoot that orc.
Okay. Shoot that orc. He's like fucking complaining and orcish. What the fuck, a bullet? Is this the Underdark?
They climbed up.
Where the hell did that girl throw a pebble?
A pebble?
Got 14.
A 14?
At least. Yeah, actually.
I believe in him. I believe in him. Like, is that what my eye contact is conveying? Is I believe in you?
Yeah, 14 doesn't hit.
Oh.
I mean, did you use your like bonus action last turn?
Yeah, I did.
Never mind.
That's not guidance. Or guidance is different. I feel like you have to use it.
Because guidance is like a...
Guidance is different.
I have guidance.
Oh. Do you guidance yourself?
Me again.
You touch yourself?
Sure.
Technically says you can do it before or after the roll, if you have it. Like, you can use the guidance before or after the roll. What do you think, DM?
Do you want to guide yourself? I'll allow it.
Sure. 16, and then...
16 hits.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Sylvanas just pushes it.
Got it. Put some on, Daddy.
So that's
a gust of wind fixes the trajectory.
It smells like weed. For just a faint second.
Vape puff.
Yeah.
Just
cotton candy.
Just out of a good question to ask Rain for a side chat.
Right down.
That's 16 damage.
Damn. Yeah, I mean, you get him real good. It like digs into his like shoulder.
Just sees like in the night an outline of a frog. Where
you said, wait, how much was it again? Sorry.
16.
16.
It's like frog man, I'm sure. I have to do on this break.
Sounds like that because of the fluid film canals.
There it is. There's the free space.
You can't be a free space. Every, yeah, it has to be like a space.
Every episode, you guys. You
know how wise it is of me to liken my character to Kif.
You said Kif. But, you know,
also
look out because I'm going to... Well, that sounds bad. Never mind.
Well, share, please.
No. Well, you don't get the context.
But no, I want to know.
I was going to say, I, as in the DM, is going to impregnate you.
Congratulations, Star Wars.
I wonder who the Fun Rue is.
Yeah. Who touched your... Who had the ungloved love?
Yeah. No glove, no love. Oh, no.
Oh. Somehow it was Zaris.
Oh my god.
Home. Don't have any part of this.
Oh my god.
It's like, don't. You know, no gloves, the gun.
It's this part.
And then gave you the gun.
Oh god.
I feel like there's a different language being said, but I am scared. And I would love for Preyus to know what is being said.
That's a few grammar reference. Yeah, so
I had snoozed.
Congratulations, Star. Or I'm sorry that
there's so many good lines. The body is willing, but the, or no, the spirit is willing, but the body is spongy and bruised.
Yeah.
The Bean episode has taken a turn.
Thank you for listening to Roll Forth. This has been the Empire Initiative featuring Samaria Hawkins as Lady Zavari / Lady Latria, Ryan Musgrove as King Dart of the Hopkins, Rachel Voss as Rain Vosgrove, and our wonderful MD, Shanna Cantu. Make sure to follow our socials, like, subscribe, do all the things, and yeah, please stay safe, friends.
The next time I ride Charlie Big Bottom, I'm going to say that she's built like a steakhouse, but she handles like a bistro.
Oh my god, yeah.